How about we turn around and shake somebody's hand? Go ahead and introduce yourself to your neighbor. Welcome them to Mass. Say hello to them. It is good to be together today, especially as we embrace the gospel, as we embrace the beauty of what the church is inviting us into today. So let me just right off the bat acknowledge that we all hear the readings with the ears that we have from the place where we are. Each of us hears the beauty of Genesis chapters 1 and 2 today about God's vision for humanity, for marriage, for family. And yet we all hear the words of the gospel, even the particular words like divorce or husband or wife or all that is in the gospel today. We all hear that in a lot of different ways. Let me just first of all say that I love you. And let me just acknowledge that we're in this together. I know that words like marriage, words like divorce, husband, wife, the two shall become one. Depending on where you find yourself on the journey of life, those words can hit close to home. And it's precisely because those words can hit so close to home that we should have a conversation together. That's what families do. I've always believed that families have the courage to talk about the tough things in life. Andy Stanley, who's a non-denominational preacher in Atlanta, says that people will come to your church and they will usually describe your church with one word. And it says that the good pastor presents a word for them to discern, to pray with, so that it can land in our hearts. And as I've listened to many of you, as I've listened to people talk about their first experience of Christ the Redeemer, they often talk about it felt like home. As I listen to people who have been here at Christ the Redeemer, one of the things that you enjoy most about Christ the Redeemer is that it feels like home. You may have noticed in the bulletin or in other places we're using the word home a lot. And as we look at Christ the Redeemer, that's a word that resonates in my heart, home. And home is certainly where we learn a lot about family. And so today we start a six-week series on family. And certainly home is where you learn how to be a family. Now, one of the reasons why it's hard for us, I think, to talk about family is not only because of the place you find yourself in life, but one of the reasons why it's hard for us to talk about family is because we've lost our lens through which to talk about it. This is a tire. If you didn't know that, talk to me after Mass. That's the lens through which we want to look at our families. We all know what this tire is. We all know what this tire does because we have an experience of that tire. And you might say that the tire is an image for us today. It represents our hearts. The air in the tire is God's love. The air in the tire is what life looked like in the first reading. In the beginning. We heard that a couple times today, right? We heard in the beginning in the first reading, and Jesus quoted in the beginning in the gospel. Why? Because in the beginning, all of our hearts were like this. There was air in the tire. We were perfectly inflated with God's love, right? In the beginning, Genesis chapters 1 and 2. But we all know that Genesis chapters 1 and 2 is followed by Genesis chapter 3. This is a tire. We all know what that looks like, right? We all know that These two images are the same without one very intentional thing. The air that used to inflate this tire is no longer there. This, my friends, is the difference between Genesis chapters 1 and 2 versus Genesis chapter 3. And this, my friends, the flat tire, is why it's hard for us to talk about family. In the beginning, everybody had air in their tires. In the beginning, everybody knew what they were and whose they were. And in the beginning, all of humanity could move along somewhere. But with Genesis chapter 3, now there's no air. The tire doesn't go anywhere. It just kind of stays stuck. And if you and I forget how we were originally made, then you and I begin to think that this is what life is all about. You and I can kind of forget how we were originally intended to live, and we begin to think that this is it. Christopher West uses this image as he talks about life. We forget that there's supposed to be air in the tire. We forget that it's supposed to go somewhere. And when we forget who we are and whose we are, and when we look at our tire and everybody's got flat tires, then we believe that maybe the best you can do in life is maybe make the tire look good. Or you can shine it up maybe and put it on a car. And maybe put a nice sound system in the car and all kind of other little gadgets in the car. And we forget that we're supposed to be going somewhere. Because we think everybody has flat tires. This is why it's hard to talk about family. This is why it's hard to talk about marriage. Because of flat tires. You see, when two flat tires get married and they start to raise other children with flat tires, it's not in the fullness of what God had originally intended. So then what happens in marriage and family is, well, some people fit into that, and some people feel like they don't fit into that, and some people, they stay married, and some people feel trapped as they stay in marriage, and some people don't get married, some people don't feel called to marriage, some people don't feel like they fit into that category. People raised in families, they got flat tires, and everybody in their family has flat tires, and little disappointments build up to resentments, and eventually your heart gets hardened. Flat tires. So in the gospel, when Jesus is talking about hard hearts, this is why Jesus is talking about hard hearts. Flat tires. We forgot how we were supposed to live. So if you're listening to this today and your marriage has flat tires, or your family has flat tires, or you and your life have flat tires, and there's a little bit of hardness in your heart, welcome to Mass. The reason Jesus answers the question today about marriage and divorce by going back to the beginning is to remind us that there's more. If you think that life is as good as it gets and the best there is in life is coping, or the best there is in life is medicating in whatever ways that we medicate, if you think that the best that there is in life is just kind of getting through today, and if that's where you are, we hear the gospel today, we hear the readings today to remind us that there's more. That there is more available for you in your life. Now, I don't know how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, but the reason why we can doubt that there's more possible is because of the hardness of our hearts. So let me talk to husbands and fathers just for a second. Men, do you believe that regardless of your past and how good or poor of a job you think you've done as a husband and a dad, do you believe, regardless of your past, that this day forward, it's possible for you to have more? You might be saying to yourself, Father Mark, I know flat tires. You might be saying to yourself, you know what it's like to medicate your life with the flat tires. My brothers, I've been there with you, but if husbands and fathers, if you believe that the best you could offer your kids, your spouse, whether you're married or not, whether you're still there in the house, it doesn't matter. You're always going to be a husband and a father. So if you're a father, do you believe that the best that you can offer them is flat tires? Hey, if you are at Mass today and you have not been the father or the husband that God is asking you to be, I'm going to ask you to look right here. Every man today can make a decision that this man, not this man, but this man would be his image of what it means to be a husband and a father. My brothers, on behalf of your family, I am begging you today to raise your image. This cannot be your standard. The standard for being a good husband and dad cannot be paying tuition at E.D. White, getting your kids through high school with nobody getting hurt, and then after emptiness happens, you get some time to yourself. That cannot be the standard of what it means to be a good husband and father. That's flat tires. And there's more for you as a man. In the beginning, God wanted this to be your image of what's possible. To the feminine heart, whether you're still married or not, whether you are a mom or not, what's your image of what's possible for you in your life? That there's more. And I know that looking at Mary as the model might be intimidating for a lot of us. Mary's sinless. She's perfect. I could never do what Mary has. So then what is going to be your model? Models? There's something crazy about the way that the world is presenting to women what it means to be a woman. In the beginning, God said there's so much more for you. Now, here's the thing. Whether your marriage is intact or not, whether your marriage is solid or not, whether your family is intact or solid or healthy, that's where we are together. We can't undo the past. We can't. What we can do is today all of us make a decision for two things. And I am begging you today to make a decision for two things. Number one, if you have lived your life like me with this as the standard, imagine all of the blessings that you missed out on from God. Today, ask for all of them back. Today, I want to offer mass for all of us that every blessing that we have missed, that God would give us today so that we would have the grace today to live here in the vision of what God originally wanted for all of us. Now, we're not going to get here on earth. This is perfection. This is before the fall. I know that. But there's more to your life than what you've experienced. Can you ask for that today? And number two, for those of you who find yourself listening to this message by yourself, maybe you do want more, and yet people in your life are here, your spouse or your kids or your family, however you define that. You can feel trapped a lot of times there. And that's where the hardness can come. Can you ask him, watch the image, to come into the hardness? I've heard people say all the time, well, just give that to Jesus. Stop trying to do that, because I don't know how to do that. I see a lot of people try to give stuff away, and they can't. I understand what people are saying. Here's another way. Jesus, I can't give you this, but I give you permission to come into it. Now, that's good stuff. If you find yourself with some hardness in your heart with regard to anything, just ask God to come into that place so that he can love us there. What's placed before us today are two images. We can settle in life believing somehow that this flat tires is as good as it gets. Now, you can live there. I'm going to give you permission. You can live there the rest of your life. But you wouldn't have come to Mass today if you didn't want more. My friends, inside your family, inside your heart, even if there's some hardness, let's not settle for flat tires, but let us remember today how God made us in the beginning with hearts that were made for more. Amen.